Trevor for the Monday. You should get bag on the Monday. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Very convincing performance. And there was no let up at all, really. And again, to come out and perform like that, given that there wasn't a great deal on the game, I think sums up the desire within the group. Yeah.
And your reflections of the series as a whole, I mean, a bit of a sticky start that you
really... Yeah, very poor start, for quite honest. I mentioned it was a get out of jail free card. Simply the two, three individual performances on that day got us out of jail. Joss, Wokesy and Liam, six at the end. I thought it was brilliant to come out of that game without being wounded. I thought it was a great effort.
So you've done good things in this series, but you can't afford that sort of...
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, we can't afford that at all. I think, probably looking back on it, and I'm trying to make excuses, but we met up one day before, because of the circumstances with the rain at Trent Bridge. There wasn't facilities to train and guys play county cricket. I don't think we'll be doing that again.
Are you happy with how you've been able to duel your bowlers in the absence of Ben Stokes, that gives you the absolute four-round option? You're pleased with how, by and large, you've been able to stick to those a combination of five bowlers throughout?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the key factor in that is that we have a great deal of variation in our attack. Guys actually took on the responsibility really well. I suppose if we went in with three right-armers and all around the same pace, it'd be quite difficult not to have an extra seamer or somebody who did something different. But I thought we made strides throughout this series, particularly when the ball wasn't doing a great deal. We came up with different ways of trying to take wickets, and we'll continue to do so because it will get harder against higher-ranked teams. Yeah, absolutely outstanding. And given the stop-start nature of the series, really, he's fronted up every time he's been asked to. I think he's been in good nick now for a long time, and he is making the most of it. So it's really good to see.
Are you not England's test captain, but do you think he should be probably a way of trying to get into that team at some point?
Coach is at the back of the room, you can ask him. Say that again, sorry.
Expect Milan and Mills to play.
They're in the squad, so they have a chance, John. Yeah. I don't. I haven't seen the wicket. Haven't a clue. So, yeah. It's great to have new guys involved. Tamal's obviously very exciting. There's nobody else in the country who bowls the pace he does at the moment. So, it'd be nice to have a look at him. Improvement to be made? I think we're always striving to improve. I don't think you can rest on your laurels regardless of how you're doing. Yes, we played well, but we still have to make improvements, particularly with our fielding. I think with the bat, the top order have been outstanding. Joss, obviously, at the end has been unbelievable. And our bowlers are ever trying to find different skills or improving on their own skills to try and take wickets throughout the innings.
Joss, it's been a theme of the series, batting order, maybe 12, 18 months ago, a lot seemed to rest on your shoulders when it came to that sort of role of adding some power late on. How is it now for you? Has it made your life easy? Is it different batting in this lineup than it might have been the lineup 12, 15 months ago?
I think so, yeah. I think knowing that, you know, from, I think Adil's at number 11, so he's a fantastic batsman as well. So I think it gives you that license to probably push your gamble button and try and kick on a bit quicker, a bit earlier. I think you see that right from the guys who bat ahead of me as well, that we're up at around 30 over mark, we're up at around 182, and that's really given us chances to go on and score as many as we can in those 20 overs, and it does give you a lot of confidence to take your options on. No, and it doesn't mean that you're trying to pass responsibility, but it's good to know that there are guys behind you who can pick up the baton and go with it as well.
Yeah, classy knock. He's been working really hard since he's been involved in the group. Fortunately, he didn't get an opportunity at the T20 World Cup. Put his first 15 international cricket on, I think it was his debut on home soil. He made his debut in Ireland. But yeah, he looks very impressive.
Yep, Sam.
Here, I think years ago when I played all three formats, I used to find it quite easy jumping in between. Now I don't find it as easy. It's all up to the individual. I think Joss is more than capable of getting back into the test team at some stage.
Any more? Anything for Joss?
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. I think Reg will take you back one. Trevor, we're ready. Thank you.
That's not for Reg. Thank you.
Reg.